So I've just been handed this, and I'm going to allow you to comment on it. Chancellor John Sharp today announced that Mark A. Welsh, acting president after Texas A&M President Catherine Banks, submitted a letter late Thursday announcing that she would retire immediately.
Mm.
And I'm going to ask you stone cold, because I got a live microphone in front of me and you do too. If you have any thoughts on that, if you don't, fine. But this is Texas A&M President Kathy Banks to retire immediately is what the headline says.
It's I guess I'm surprised, but not too much.
Okay.
Because after reading the paper this morning in the Chronicle, there was an article, and she had met with the student with the Faculty Senate, and apparently they came away without feeling like they got the answers or any answers, and she apparently was from reading the article, it almost seemed like she was a victim, as well as a lot of other people, of things going on outside of her
outside control. Influences.
Right, outside influences.
Good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, let's go back. That's kind of stunning news. The president is going to retire immediately at Texas A&M. Hey, about 10 minutes still. It's the Infomaniacs. Bill Oliver, you want to come in and tell us what your thoughts are, what you've got?
Because
I had to scan this rather than read the whole thing.
Yeah, I apologize for that. It is on WTAW.com for those who want to read the news release from Chancellor John Sharp. Last night, Dr. Banks resigned effective immediately. The news release says retire.
Mm-hmm.
So choose your word however you want to. But the dean of the Bush School, Mark Welsh, is now acting president. The announcement, according to the system, came after the Faculty Senate passed a resolution to create a fact-finding committee into the mishandling of the hiring of Dr. McElroy. The brief letter that Chancellor John Sharp received from Dr. Banks, just quoting that, mm-hmm. Chancellor, first, thank you for the opportunity to serve at this wonderful university. It's been an honor of a lifetime. The recent challenges regarding Dr. McElroy have made it clear to me that I must retire immediately. The negative press is a distraction from the wonderful work being done here. I wish Texas A&M nothing but the best. It's been a privilege to serve under you.
Okay. And it has. It's been there's been plenty of and the thing is, journalism is the media, so the whole bunch of folks wanted to jump on that trailer who are in the media, and as Dr. Banks said, that ended up giving A&M an impression around the country that probably is inaccurate in the grand scheme of things.
Well, and the loss of Dr. Banks is not only with the university, but also as a vice chancellor of the A&M system.
Mm-hmm.
Among other things, she was leading efforts for the system to become the only university in Texas to help manage the National Weapons Lab at the Los Alamos National Laboratory.
Right.
Also responsible for creating the joint program between the College of Engineering and the medical school to train engineers to become medical doctors. And then Dr. Banks, who first came here as dean of the College of Engineering, I don't remember the year that she began at A&M, but there's been that dramatic growth at the engineering college.
Yep, made an impact on the university before she was president, certainly in a lot of ways. All right, so we'll, of course, there'll be plenty of reaction on that, I guess, around the city and around the state. But thank you for coming in to tell us that immediately.
Yeah, the statement and the system news release is on WTAW.com. Also at the website, I embedded the Faculty Senate meeting in its entirety. It was about 90 minutes between Dr. Banks and the Faculty Senate members, and then the Faculty Senate took another 90 minutes where that resolution that the system referred to was adopted.
And as Mark Smith referenced, I have not seen it. There's a story in the Houston Chronicle apparently today, clearly the Faculty Senate voicing their displeasure. All right, so there we go. Got that, and there'll be more news on it today, but I'm glad we were able to at least make our audience aware of that.